here and have beds and shift robes. We had ours were called shift robes and wash stands. And
all right, now a shift robe. What did it look like?
It was just a big old thing with two doors and some clothes in it. Uh-huh, and a thing up across the top where you stack towels or things like that.
I see.
Your bed linens.
Was there a piece of furniture that might have had several drawers to it?
Yeah, that was a whole chest of drawers. As long back as we can remember, we had something like dresser. Got it.
Now, is it a dresser? And a dresser the same thing?
No.
No,
the dresser had a mirror.
The dresser had the mirror. But they all had the
drawers down below.
Oh, what's a bureau? Have
a bureau is the same as I just described as a shiver robe. They were called really bureaus years back. And
okay.
The same thing.
It's a piece of furniture.
Oh, yeah, it's a piece of furniture.
And now, what about a little room in a bedroom where you might hang your clothes? You know, where you would open a door.
A closet, but we didn't have that back then. Everything went. And build closets when I was a girl.
Oh, I know. That's fairly recent, really.
That's right.
And they're getting bigger all the time.
Walk in when...
all of these things that we have talked about are pieces of...
furniture.
And over your windows, you might have something over your windows that would go up and down, that you'd pull up and down at night.
Window shades.
Right, you ever hear those called blinds?
No. Blinds and window shades are two different things.
Now, I was just going to ask you, what would the difference be?
Well, blinds have slats. They are metal or wooden, used to be wooden slats.
What about the parts of the outside of the window, you know, the open back?
Sashes. They were called,
Now, do they
like
move,
the
do they swing in and out?
Yeah, now they put false spines, don't they? Just pack them up on the outside. They don't move them like ours.
The upper part of the house, say you have a one-story house, and you don't have a second story, you have the top part of the house, but you'll have space between the ceiling and the upper part.
That would be an attic.
All right, anybody call that a loft?
Loft? That's what it was called. A loft.
And now they call it
We had steps to go up in the loft. And in the house, after the house it burned, and we rebuilt, our daddy rebuilt when we were children.
Did anyone sleep up in there?
No.
It just
stored stuff up in there.
I see.
He got his baby sister up in there and wouldn't let her down, and things like that. Ooh, would she cry?
You're naughty. Do you remember when they used to build kitchens out away from the house?
Well, that's like I told you about the first one. It wasn't
now,
attached
was it,
at all.
It was not attached at all.
Mm-hmm. No, you went as far as from here to... Oh, it would be from there to about here. This, about far back.
There was a wall between the house and the kitchen.
About this wide, wasn't even covered.
The roof on top of it.
No, ours didn't have a roof. Now, up at Grandma Williams', they had the one.
Yeah,
it did have roofs, but ours didn't. If it was raining, you had to run.
That was why they had so many children to get the food to the kitchen, to the house room.
That's right.
Did you ever hear that referred to as a summer kitchen, or just the
kitchen? It was kitchen and the dining room and a pantry. We had what was called a pantry.
Now, what was that?
Well, that was a little room, just a little thing cut off from the kitchen that you stored. All the food was kept in, and you could even, like, our mother made her bread in there. You know, it was big. It was about as big as across from where she was sitting. All that big one in our pantry
was. Oh, they were large then.
And I have known them to be called larders. I don't know why they called them larders, but I guess that's where they stored the lard. You know.
Oh,